Let's do a picture right out here in front with Dante holding a jersey, Dave and Gus, and then we'll get his family in here. All right, let's get the family in here with Dave and Gus.
Then
we'll do one photo with just the family.
Okay.
Dave and Gus. Good. Thank you.
Dante. Dante in the middle here.
His parents are right around here. Guys, it's come to us.
We'll open up with Dave and
Don. All right, you know, we're excited to bring Dante into our Jaguar family here, along with his parents Lenora and Dante Sr. And you know, with that being said, you know, well, I'll open up to Dante and any questions you guys have for him.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, appreciate you guys. Well, I want to say thank you to you guys, you know, first for coming out here and, you know, being able to talk to me and being able to see some familiar faces again. So it feels good to be back home. You know, I want to thank you guys for choosing me, and I want to thank my parents for, you know, being able to, you know, get me to this point today, because without them, I wouldn't be here.
Reserved today.
Yeah.
So, was that the plan? Did somebody say something?
No, I knew it was a day, for media day, and I just wanted to talk to you guys. It wasn't no red carpet or nothing out like that. So, you know, that was for the NFL draft, and, you know, it's something I always dreamed about as a kid growing up, and, you know, I just wanted to cherish the moment and remember it for the rest of my life. So, you know, it was a day I never forget.
Have you got any plaque from the guys in here already?
You know, some of them, I talked to Josh Evans, and, you know, he told me about the shoes and stuff like that. But, you know, we just joke around with it and, you know, go on from there.
When did you decide to go out and find out something like that?
You know, I actually thought about it myself. So, you know, guys were like, what makes you just sit down and think about it like that? But, you know, I'm into fashion and things like that. So when I see type of suits and, you know, I watch, you know, what the football players wear, you know, coming in, and I watch what the basketball players wear coming into the locker room. I know you have to dress up. So I try to, you know, take some pointers from those guys and just try to, you know, put my little taste in it. And that's where the all white came in at. So
do you need some fashion advice, Speedo? You want to give us some fashion advice? Yeah. We could get you a suit like that, right?
Yeah.
All right, well. Are you into fashion? I mean, what's
yeah, you know, I like clothes and, you know, different type of designers and things like that. So it's just a hobby that I like to do besides football.
Okay, how important is it to be near St. Pete? I mean, you've been a big family person. You obviously got your kids down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just being able to have my family come up to my games, you know, every home game, and knowing that they're going to be here, and, you know, knowing that if anything happens, I'm close to them. I'm only, you know, 3 hours away or something like that. So if it was ever a problem, if they ever need to come up, it's not a problem. They can drive straight up here, and, you know, I can see them whenever. So it all worked out really good.
Defensive end, an outside linebacker, or
yeah, I consider myself a versatile player, but, you know, whatever they need me to play, you know, I play. If they need me to stay at end, I do that. If they need me to play linebacker, I do that. So, you know, I'm a team guy that just wants to come in here and work and compete. So,
and you played some defensive tackle as well?
Yes, sir, but, you know, that's whatever, you know, this guru wants to do with me. So,
for the first time you met, when you came here for a visit, what stood out about the Jaguars?
Really this, you know, especially, you know, what the owner is doing with, you know, with the facility and, you know, how the facility came apart, especially with the weight room and, you know, just everything. And, you could tell it's just growing, and you could tell it's just really special around here. And that's what I liked about it the most.
What
when you first met them and heard about that VO position, did it instantly click in your head, that's me, that's what I want to do, I'm perfect here?
Yeah, I loved it. It was something I was watching, especially when he was at with the Seahawks. Bruce Irvin was a guy I looked up to coming out of West Virginia, so, you know, I felt like I was something similar to him, maybe a little bigger. But I like what Coach Gus did with Bruce, and, you know, I feel like I can do the same thing.
I just said on 56. I mean, I know you were 6.
Oh, yeah, 56. It was some, actually, 5, what used to be my favorite number when I was playing running back, because, you know, I had inspirations to be like Reggie Bush, so I love number 5. And then that's when 6 came across. It was funny when they had introduced Greg Jones to do the, you know, the draft pick, because that was a guy I was looking up to playing running back as well. He had number 6 at FSU, and, you know, I was a fan at that time, and that's when 6 came along. So, you know, those two things right there, 5, 6, that's, you know, what came up.
When did that, I'm not going to be a running back thing, you realize that wasn't ever going to happen?
It was pretty early. It really, you know, happened in middle school. I was pretty big, but yeah, I still played it. And when it was a junior spring game, we played against Lakeland, and I was the starting running back, and I was like, man, let's do this. I was watching Reggie Bush, all those guys, LeSean McCoy going into it. I'm thinking I'm not playing defense no more. I'm a running back, so, you know, all the colleges are going to start offering me, let's do it. And we played against these guys, and, you know, I toed the rock a couple of times, and, you know, then they knocked my shoulder out of play, so I was like, yeah, I'm not going to play running back anymore. I do the hitting instead, but that was the last time, really. No, I always wanted to. So since I knew I didn't have an arm, I just decided to sack him instead.
So when was the last time you actually played running back? High school? Or?
Yes, sir, in high school.
All through high school then?
Yeah, all through high school sometimes.
But the colleges?
Nah, no, sir.
Going back to 56, how much did it cost you? Leroy had it?
Yeah, we you know, Leroy, that's a guy I respect. You know, that's a guy that, you know, served his time here, and, you know, he has some experience in the league. And, you know, I just, you know, approached him on, you know, some respectable type of things and told him what it meant to me. And, you know, we talked about something out, and, you know, he let me, you know, get it. So I appreciate him for that. Yeah, I gave him the shoes. He told me to learn how to shoes. I gave him the shoes.
What stands out of the last 72 hours? The red carpet, having mom up there, the flight, I guess you got on Khan's plane. That was pretty impressive too, right?
Yeah, that was something.
Like, give me some ideas of what all you're going to take out of the last 72 hours.
You know, really, that was, you know, an experience that I always wanted to do growing up, and really, that's what I worked hard for. So when I was there, I was like, man, I'm finally here. And, you know, me and my parents, we all took it in. And, you know, we was just basically just sitting back, just cherishing all the moments, talking about, you know, how young we were and what we did to get here. And, you know, my parents worked really hard, and, you know, they could have done a lot of different things with their lives. And, you know, they made everything for their kids and did everything, you know, to make sure that their kids were put in the best position that we wanted to do. And they let me pursue my dreams. So, you know, it was a time for my parents and my family to go up there and enjoy the moment. You know, I felt like, you know, they had a bit part of me making it there, and I just wanted us to just be up there and enjoy the moments and, you know, see beautiful Chicago. And, you know, we were in the green room. That was kind of surreal. And when I was on the stage, it was just a dream come true.
You've ever been on a plane like that?
No. So I actually didn't feel like I was on a plane. It was so smooth. And, you know, he was touring me around, and I'm just like, okay, cool. You know, it doesn't get no better than that. It was, you know, I have to cherish every time I get on that, because it'd be so often. But, you know, that was a good ride, and he's a great man.
Are your younger brother play football?
Yes, sir. Both of my younger brothers, Cameron and Dontario. Dontario, he's in college right now, a freshman. He plays running back, and he's doing pretty good there. And my little brother, he's going to try to, you know, be a big defensive tackle. He's looking pretty good.
Where is he in college?
Southeast Missouri.
He's
about, yeah, so I, you know, those are my little crash dummies growing up.
Did they put you up on the video boards?
No, we didn't really get to see that, but, you know, we're going to actually, you know, do most of that today, so we'll see.
Yeah, I guess we'll put him off to the side. Dante will be up with our fan announcement. announcing a fourth round pick today at noon up in the Cleveland today. So appreciate it. We'll get Dante over here inside to get some more. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Right.
Okay. Oh,